Two fire trucks that had been parked rear end to rear end before they'd arrived drove off and, like opening stage curtains, slowly revealed a mock car wreck. A white Jeep and smashed-up red sedan were parked in a way to make it appear we'd just come across a terrible car accident. That said, if you listen closely, you can hear lots of laughter coming from the bleachers.
Consequences of Laura's choices reach farther than she ever thought were possible. This program that you are about to see is not the story of Laura, but the story of you and your choice.
Sheriff's deputies race to the scene of the mock accident from just off-field as announcer Scott Munoz fleshes out the story a little bit for his audience.
It's graduation night. Five local high school students, Jake McElroy, Mariah Abbott from Loyola, Tom Nichols and Carolyn Riggs from Hellgate, Skylar Burns from Sentinel, were on their way to meet some friends at a party. They didn't do anything wrong. Instead, they got in a crash, all because someone else got drunk and ran into their car. They don't even know who hit them. All they know is another car drove onto their side of the street, slammed into their car, spinning it out of control and into a power pole.
Mariah Abbott's character was covered in fake blood and makeup that gave the illusion she'd sustained some terrible wounds.
Mariah was riding in the front. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The impact of this crash ejected her from the car. She's lying out in front.
The audience then hears the dispatcher send out word of the crisis.
121, 116 and Medic 1 respond to a car crash with injuries, multiple victims, possible fatalities at Ram Field. City Fire 131, 121, 116 and Medic 1 respond to Ram Field for a car crash with injuries, multiple victims, possible fatalities. KAN 744 clear.
Then, a long wait for more help to come.
The wait for help to arrive like this sometimes seems endless, doesn't it?
Help does eventually come in the form of EMTs. They descend on the fake accident scene with their game faces on, almost as if they're using this performance for their teenaged audience as a professional drill for themselves. And it's starting to look like Mariah, her character at least, isn't going to make it. The medics then turn their attention to another of the fake victims.
That blue bag they have over Jake, they've made decision that they need to help him breathe. So that is a sign that he as well is in distress.
The call now goes out for a little extra help.
Lifelight respond to Ram Field for a car crash with injuries, multiple victims, possible fatalities. KN 744 clear.
And again, after a brief wait, St. Patrick Hospital's Lifelight, the real McCoy, swoops in from the north and lands right there at Loyola Field. After the helicopter takes off with its one patient, I sneak up to the announcer's box. Scott Munoz and his team are awfully calm, cool, and collected for all the dramatic staging happening below them on the field.
Tell them to shut the door on the ambulance. They're going to look like a couple of...
Oh, yeah.
Is that what Keith's doing? Thank you, Keith.
So the patient has been loaded in the ambulance. They'll be departing for the hospital. You can see there's another crew preparing to remove the remaining two patients from this vehicle.
The scenario ends with the other victims whisked away in ambulances and the young woman portraying the relatively unharmed drunk driver taken away in the back of a patrol car. After the performance concludes, Loyola Sacred Heart senior Mariah Abbott explains why she agreed to portray the mortally wounded young woman in today's performance.
I was called down to the office and they said that there's this thing they needed volunteers for, and they know I'd like to volunteer, so they chose me. And also, I really don't have a life, so I actually had time to do this. And I love doing this stuff anyway. My dad was an EMT, and as a child, he would use me and my sister for teaching how to work with kids and accidents and such.
21-year-old Coulter Benetone had a front row seat to today's scenario. He also addressed the crowd. Benetone is in a wheelchair and can no longer use his legs. He and some friends were involved in a wreck last year in the middle of a March snowstorm.
I just about went to sleep. The truck started to slip. Went to reach for my girlfriend's seatbelt, buckled her in, and the truck rolled at that point. I remember hitting the ceiling, slamming back down to the seat, and then going up, blacked out before I went through the window, woke back up in the air, saw the truck rolling away, and then when I woke back up after that, I was on the ground.
Benetone says he felt kind of disconnected from today's performance.
I'm a lot different than anybody else you're going to hear from. Seeing this to me is just like if I were sitting up in the crowd. I mean, it's not really, obviously it iterates like, okay, yeah, definitely don't text and drive, don't drink and drive, don't do all that stuff. But none of that was a problem with my accident. So it didn't really hit home too much. But like my mom said a year ago, I was that dude laying on the ground. So I thought about it for a minute, but I'm just glad to be here, in all honesty.
You didn't have any weird flashbacks watching the medics and all that?
Not at all.
Really?
Nope.
You're a tougher guy than I would be.
Thank you very much.
Your message for these kids who are in the stands, again, what would that be?
Man, just don't take life for granted. It takes 5 seconds to buckle up your seatbelt. Literally less than that. It takes 2 seconds to reach across and snap a buckle. Man, it takes a lifetime to learn how to walk and, I mean, sit upright. It's a lot less effort than what it's going to be for you to try to learn how to literally live again.
Coulter's mom, Michelle Cole, says she was a bit more emotionally invested in today's event than her son.
Definitely a little more emotional than him. I'm a nurse. I work at St. Pat's. I was a trauma nurse ICU for 9 years. And I got the phone call and I had to be the person to talk to his friend while he was on the ground. So this was definitely more emotional for me. I didn't expect it. I've done this for a year and he's doing phenomenal. I've been doing great. But then when you see it, it just definitely hit home for me. And, you know, to think about he could be the one that was covered up with that sheet. And so we are super thankful for his life. And, you know, I know he could be the quadriplegic, and there's definitely other things that could happen. So we're super thankful for what he has. He drives. He takes himself to the university for therapy. That's his truck over there. He is so independent and has a very good life. He lives life to the fullest.
For his part, Coulter says he doesn't have time to feel sorry for himself.
In all honesty, man, I get asked that a lot, and I haven't really fully figured out an answer for it. I don't know. For some reason, when I woke up and they told me that I was paralyzed, I can say that I was upset, you know? I mean, who wouldn't be? But I don't know, man. An hour later, I was back in my chair just trying to do a wheelie, just trying to figure out life. I don't know, man. I can't even think about how it would be if I was just upset all the time. Nobody would want to be around me. So, I mean, it's kind of just the way that I processed it. Didn't really have a grieving stage. I just got asked to join the Olympic bobsled team, so I might look into that. I just finished a bodybuilding competition in Spokane this weekend, took first over there. Sit skis, I wanna make it to the X Games, hopefully for freestyle sit skis. And that'll be my next goal for the winter.
Arlone Bennett is president of Your Choice, the organization responsible for today's event. Bennett noted the laughter when the program started. She adds she also noticed lots of the audience soaking the message in by the time it ended.
No, I do think it sinks in. The reason why I say that is I was a paramedic on an ambulance and I went to an accident, a crash. I picked up this kid that by all means should have been a fatality because the car was wrecked so bad and he was wearing a seatbelt. He had no idea who I was and I had ever done anything with this program. While I was transporting him, I told him, I said, "You're so lucky that you were wearing a seatbelt." He's like, "You know, I never did until I saw this program," and then he told me about the program. And he had watched the program in the spring that we had presented, and it saved his life. So I know that it works. I've talked to these kids. Some of them do leave laughing, but some of them don't. And that's our goal, is to at least affect as many as we possibly can.
Missoula County Sheriff Carl Ibsen attended the Your Choice performance today. Ibsen himself is yet another person who profoundly understands the importance of safe driving. Ibsen's wife, Judy Wang, was killed by an impaired driver in 2009.
Yeah, everything can turn so disastrous so quick. You know, it took from happy and healthy and headed home to essentially dead, took about a tenth of a second with my wife because a guy had to drink a little bit too much and had to drive down the highway at 115 miles an hour. The kind of stupid decisions you make when you've had too much to drink.
For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Edward O'Brien.